Homo sapiens became established on planet Earth at least 200,000 years ago, and perhaps well before. It took until the year 1800 or thereabouts for the human population to reach 1 billion. A second billion was added in only 124 years, with successive billions added at intervals of 33, 15, 12, 12, 12, and 13 years, surpassing 8 billion in total in 2022. Most of the 1 billion humans living at the beginning of the 19th century had a very low material standard of living. Billions still do today. But for billions more, living standards have increased by leaps and bounds, faster even than the increase in population. Meanwhile, the planet has not increased in size at all. Essentially, the same amount of sunlight is intercepted by the Earth each year, providing life-giving energy which, through photosynthesis, supports virtually all life on Earth, including humans. The combination of billions of people and the gargantuan quantities of materials we use to enrich our lives is imposing a burden on the Earth's ecological systems that cannot be sustained. It is in this sense that the planet is in peril. Earth itself is not in danger. It will be here long after humans have come and gone, but we are imperiling it as a home for our species and that of many others, not because we want to, but because so far we have been unable to stop depleting and degrading the capacity of the planet to sustain us all. There is overwhelming evidence that human impacts on the zone of life on Earth, the biosphere, have surpassed sustainable levels in several crucial respects. We are in Earth overshoot. Of course, there are huge differences in how much different people and nations have contributed to overshoot and its effects, both historically and now. There's also a disturbing disconnect between those primarily responsible for overshoot and those most vulnerable to its consequences. And the situation is getting worse. None of this is to deny the remarkable improvements in many aspects of people's lives experienced by the most recent generations. Material living standards have reached unprecedented levels for literally billions of people, though billions more still languish in abject poverty, still hoping for a better future for themselves and their children. Many believe that the technological advances, fueled by cheap fossil fuel energy, that led from the steam age to the widespread innovative uses of electricity, computerization, and remarkable achievements in the life sciences, will overcome any and all obstacles. But these advances have come at a cost. Great damage has been done and continues to be done to our earthly home, and to the other species with which we share it. There have been occasional gains, such as the reduction in acid rain in the 1980s and 90s in the USA and Canada, and the partial recovery of the stratospheric ozone layer, though not without strong corporate opposition and government hesitancy. However, despite the seemingly endless succession of international commitments and well-intended plans for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, protecting biodiversity and endangered species, and addressing numerous other aspects of overshoot, we are figuratively and literally losing ground. What is to be done? There is no simple solution to such an entanglement of complex problems, but there are ways of thinking and acting that can help. Some of these come from economics, which has a rich stock of ideas and insights developed over the past two centuries, as well as from more contemporary sources, from which we can draw. The aim of this book is to bring to a wide audience the fruits of several decades of research that describes and explains humanity's predicament and points towards a more attractive future than if current trends continue.